More Republicans than Democrats have voted early in Arizona, Nevada, North Carolina. With just over a week to go before the November 5 presidential election, more than 40 million people have cast early ballots so far. As of Sunday afternoon, data provided by the University of Florida's Election Lab shows 41.2 million voted by mail or early in person in the vast majority of states, with only a few states not reporting data. Compared with 4 years ago, Republicans are returning more mail-in ballots and voting early in person. Party affiliation does not mean that voters cast ballot for their party's nominated candidate, meaning there is no way to definitively know what presidential candidate is ahead. In states that report votes by party, registered Democrats have a 3.8% lead over registered Republicans, with 40% to 36.2%, respectively. Independent or minor party voters make up about 23.8% of the remainder, according to data provided by the lab. Republicans have a 9-point advantage over Democrats during in-person early voting, while Democrats have a more than 11-point lead over Republicans for mail-in ballot returns, the data show. As of October 25, only 24.5% of mail-in ballots returned were from Republicans, while about 52.3% of Democrats did so, according to the Election Lab. Some 22.6% of returned mail ballots were from independents or those registered with minor parties. Republicans in 2020 also had a smaller lead voting in person early, the data show. At the time, some 40.2% of Republicans voted in person early, while 37.5% were Democrats. States that have reported no data so far include New York, Alabama, New Hampshire, and Oklahoma. Swing state breakdown. In Nevada, Republicans have a 5.1% early voting lead, or 31,000 votes, over Democrats, the Election Lab's data show. That state was called for President Joe Biden over Trump in 2020. Meanwhile, Republicans have a 6.9% advantage over Democrats in Arizona, a state that only reports mail-in ballots. Biden was also certified the victor in Arizona by a slim, 10,000-vote margin 4 years ago. Voting by mail is extremely popular in Arizona, with nearly 90% of voters having cast their ballots early, most by mail, in 2020. Election officials in Arizona can begin processing and tabulating mail ballots upon receipt, but results cannot be released until 1 hour after polls close. Late last week, Republicans pulled ahead in North Carolina, a state won by former President Donald Trump in 2020. By Sunday, the lead increased marginally to about 1.1%, or about 30,000 votes, over Democrats, data show. Earlier this month, Trump visited areas in North Carolina that were ravaged by Hurricane Helene, saying that some Americans in the region felt helpless and abandoned and left behind by their government. In North Carolina's hour of desperation, the American people answered the call much more so than your federal government, he said. And in mid-October, Vice President Kamala Harris held a rally in Greenville, North Carolina, and told a crowd that she wants to fight for the ideals of our country and to fight to realize the promise of America. Pennsylvania has only reported mail-in ballots as of October 27, showing that Democrats have taken a more than 330,000 vote lead over Republicans. However, Democrats' lead has narrowed in recent days, down about 19,000 votes since October 24, data show. Pennsylvania did not have a clear winner in 2020 for 4 days after Election Day, as officials sifted through a huge backlog of mail ballots. The state is among only a handful that do not permit election workers to process or tabulate mail ballots until 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Election Day, which means it will likely again take days before the outcome is known. Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin do not report party affiliation via the Election Lab website. Reuters contributed to this report.